It's been days in the making. Thousands have galvanised on the streets of Khartoum, demanding a return to a transitional government. Something they say was robbed from them after the military coup on Monday. They're risking a lot. Days of protests in the capital led to street-to-street battles with the military and demonstrators killed.
We went to the street because we reject the military rule and we reject authoritarianism and we categorically reject all the behavior of the military council.
We want to topple the security committee and bring it down. We don't trust these people. This is not their first coup. We need the world to know that the Sudanese people are living under oppression and are being beaten. Our voices are not listened to because there is no coverage and there is no internet.
With the internet cut off, organizers use mosques, flyers and graffiti to reach people. The military also blocked the main road to the airport, the planned route of this march.
What is really concerning is the vast, you know, array of military and security actors that are on the streets. There are just incredible set of security sectors that now patrol the streets. No sense that they are necessarily taking orders from a central spot. And I think that, that diversity of different military actors is really the worry.
These demonstrators are demanding that Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok's cabinet be restored. It was toppled by General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan. He also dissolved the Sovereign Council, established after the overthrow of Omar al-Bashir 2 years ago. Burhan says he will hold elections in July 2023 and then hand power to the elected civilian government. But the takeover has received international condemnation. The UN and US has called on the military not to intervene in the protests. The people on Khartoum streets call it a power grab and demand a return to a democratic process. Laura Berdemanley, Al Jazeera.